Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Whether you're packing for a destination vacation or maybe just planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has you covered with everything you need. From Levi's to Dolce Vita to Lacoste, you can shop summer must-haves like summer dresses, matching sets. Love a matching set. All you have to do is go to Macy's.com/ownyourstyle to make sure that you're ready for all the summer months with all the latest fashion, latest trends, only at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Sometimes when I'm laying in bed, and let's be honest, that's all the time, I think about how everyone gets in bed at night and falls asleep soundly, no matter what's happening during the day. Are you ever walking down the street and you see someone litter? Or maybe you're pulling into a parking lot and someone just takes your parking spot? I feel like mine is whenever you're rushing to an elevator and no one presses the button to keep it open for you. Do you ever wonder how those people sleep at night? Well, I've thought that myself as well, and I figured it out that it can only be a Mattress Firm mattress. Mattress Firm has high-quality mattresses at every price. I'm obsessed with my Mattress Firm mattress, and I'm actually waiting for my adjustable base to get delivered to my new apartment, and you'll never see me again. That's it. I'm in the bed. I went to the actual Mattress Firm store, tried out all the beds, found the adjustable base, and I was like, you guys need to ship this to me as soon as I move into my new apartment, and I can't wait. Mattress Firm has quality mattresses at every price for your best rest. So get matched at Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale and sleep at night.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, my non-GMO gigglers?
Oh, God.
All natural.
My organic gigglers. Holy crap. We have a lot to talk about. I feel like last episode went by so fast.
And we didn't I didn't even know it was ending.
We didn't even introduce ourselves and it was over. Yeah. We've both had like wild weeks. Sometimes we're on our couch all week. Sometimes we're living life.
Jet setting. I was out of bed 90% of the weekend. I was like, well, who am I?
But you were like lying down in different places in the Bahamas.
Yeah, I was lying down in like on like lawn chairs, beach chairs.
Did you feel like sand. You had a legit vacation in the Bahamas?
I kind of did, yeah. I mean, I did the most activities one could do. And I went golfing.
How did they convince you to go golfing?
I loved it.
You loved it?
I loved it. I actually was like, we should go golfing one day. I mean, we were hanging out with like the number one golfer in the world. So I was like, if you need any pointers, don't feel weird asking me. Like, it's totally
fine. You're like, hey, I know you play golf like 7 hours a day, but like, would it be crazy to play golf today with me?
We were at like a resort type place. Yeah. So like you could go barefoot. So I really appreciated that. And you could wear bikinis. So I also doubly appreciated that.
Well, I was,
I want to take a lesson. Yeah. Because I like the like
technique.
I like it. Yeah. I like it enough to want to learn how to do it.
Wait, I'm so excited for you. Craig is probably like jizzing himself.
Yeah, he was.
The fact
he was
that like, you wait. Like golf. And
I drove the golf cart.
You're just like a guy's girl now.
Literally love sports.
I don't know, like girls are too much drama. I just want to like hit a golf ball. Golf is like,
and then
so
I posted like a video and people were DMing me and they're like, your technique is awful. And I was like, give me a break. It's my first time.
Okay, Everyone needs to stop because Paige is my protege. She's actually Dustin Johnson's protege. So it's going to take time, but then she's going to whip all your asses. Also, you have really good hand-eye coordination. People don't know that about you. People don't talk about it.
People don't talk enough about it.
Like, I think you could have been a WNBA star in your next life or past life.
Like, have dunking. You seen these palms?
Yeah, you can
this
palm a basketball. This
is the size of a basketball.
I actually saw the funniest TikTok of this girl being like, me pretending I'm a golf ball so my boyfriend will pay attention to me. And it's her just rolling around in the bed. Like, putting herself in a little fetal position, rolling around. And it was really funny.
It's so true. I get why they love it. There's like a bar cart. You can stop and have snacks. I was like, I didn't know there was like a snack situation.
Golf is the most social, chill drinking sport you can have. Like, what sport can you smoke a cigar during it?
I literally had a tumbler and someone just kept filling it up with tequila. It didn't even get low enough for me to be like, I need another drink. It was just always full.
You guys didn't know that Giggly Squad is now a golf podcast.
Yeah, we're a golf podcast.
The thing with golf. Oh, what were you saying?
I was going to say, in the winter, we are a ski podcast.
Yes.
But once Memorial Day hits, this is a golf podcast.
Yes. And the thing with golf is, the problem is if guys play 18 holes, it takes like 5 hours. So that's why girls get annoyed, like, oh, the boys went golfing, whatever. But also the girlies can go golfing and just get hammered. And that's fun, too.
It's about drinking. And people don't talk about that.
People
you get drunk.
Talk about it enough. You literally get drunk and you play better when you're drunk because you're looser. You don't get in your head. You don't overthink it.
Yeah. And I was like, am I swinging my hips? Whatever. I'm 2 shots deep. Swing those hips.
How many shots am I in? Are you talking about the golf or the tequila? Do you have any? What is the golf aesthetic that you're going to wear this summer since you're going to be a golfer? I can already tell.
I already bought a skirt. This like white, fully ruffled skirt. It's a dupe. I found it on Amazon. I'll post it on the Giggly Squad Instagram page because it's adorable. Uh-huh. I think I put it in one of my Amazon lives, but it is like she's golf. She's tennis. Mm-hmm. She's country club.
Yes, you could do it either or because you guys, obviously we are a tennis podcast. You already knew that though, so we didn't have to say it. But I do.
My new club aesthetic. Remember, I used to actually go clubbing. It's a different kind of club now.
Oh my God. She's elevating this shit, bitch.
She's elevating.
I do think though, golf was hard for me though, because if you're at a club, you can't wear short shirts or skirts. Or shorts. So like it has to be like, it's like Catholic school. Like they like sexualize the women in these golf clubs. Like I got reported once because I wore a tennis skirt at a country club. And like some member was like,
that it was too short.
Yeah, they were like, Hannah, you have to wear. But like I was wearing a skirt and like it was tennis skirts don't come all the way down to your knees unless you're like.
This was a skirt.
It was
the one I have is a skirt.
It's so cute.
Yeah. Okay. We were playing like your partner was like your significant other, and then like you would both hit, and then we would play like best ball. So I did a lot of putting.
Ooh, how's your short game?
My short game's not bad. I feel like
did
I was good.
Were you like reading the green? Could you tell if it was like left to right? Or
Hannah,
right to
I
left?
Got down on the ground one time and closed one eye.
And then you took a nap.
And then I was like, no, you're right. I am drunk.
You're like, wait, it feels nice down here. Yeah. Remember Dez was Caddy Daddy, our second date.
Oh
was
my God. I forgot about that name.
Caddy Daddy.
Time
that
really
was his
flies
original name.
When you're having fun.
Because when you don't know a guy yet, you give him a nickname.
Yeah.
And once you start calling him by his real name, that means you're for real. Also, Craig is doing his hair in the background, and I'm
now he's shaving. He's like, do you think
I'm looking at his beauty process?
And I've started him with a skin routine. Last night we both had pimple cream on, and I was like, this is bonding.
There's no judgment here.
How was your weekend? You were with OG Housewives. Like OG,
It was wild. I don't even see them as Housewives anymore. They're just my besties. You know, we're just like. Basically, I invited Luann to the wedding and last minute she couldn't come. But she was like, darling, I'm in England. but I'll take you out on the boat sometime as a wedding gift. And I said, thank you, Luann. And she's like, of course, darling. And she's just like the coolest, like chillest. I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah.
And she's such a fucking badass. So she invites Dez and I over. I was trying to invite Dez's brother to like hook up with Luann, but he couldn't come.
Wow. Imagine if you made a match like that.
I don't know. I feel like she would like J-Wow it. Like she would have sex with him and then bite his head off.
Yeah.
But like he's 6'5", so I wanted to have fun with it, but he couldn't come. So that was disappointing. But we met with Luann. We get on her boat. This bitch, like no one else knows how to do anything on a boat. She's riding it like El Capitano. Like Luann is such a powerhouse bitch. And she's talking about like, yeah, my neighbor taught me how to ride. And we're going fast. Like at one point I was scared.
Do you know like the rules of the water?
I don't know, but apparently Luann did.
Yeah.
She said she did.
There's like a lot of them too.
There's rules and there's cones. I don't know. She just knew what she was doing and it was really impressive. And like, that bitch does not need a man.
Do you know that in the South you don't need a boating license? But in the North, like, you need a boating license because we're just, you know, educated.
But like, the amount of drunk boating that must be going on in the South.
Right. Well, no.
Rampant.
You can't be like, you can still get like a DUI on the boat, but you don't need like a boating license. Like you can, someone can just be like, hey, this is what you do. And then you're like, okay, I'll do it. And then that's legal. Don't you hate that? I hate that.
Because I should never be allowed to drive anything without tests. And that's why I don't have a driver's license.
Correct.
Because there's tests to protect society from me.
And we're thankful for that.
And we are thankful for that. I do believe that. Yeah. So we actually were in Sag Harbor. Mm-hmm. If you don't know the Hamps, Sag Harbor's in the Hamptons. And we went across to Shelter Island, mm-hmm. right to a restaurant. Like you pull up to a restaurant.
Oh, is it that one?
It's not Sunset Beach.
Okay.
It's this place called Salt, which is kind of like a more chill vibe. They have this thing called a shipwreck bar where they have an old boat that they turn into a bar. It's just a great vibe. They have music. So Jill Zarin and her man Gary, who's hilarious.
Yep.
And Ali Shapiro and her new boyfriend that she just hard launched on Instagram.
Wow, we love a hard launch. We love a soft launch. We love any type of launch.
I looked at them and I said, congrats on your hard launch. They appreciated that. And then Bossy Zarin, who's their Pomeranian.
Bossy is its name?
Her name is Bossy.
Wow, I kind of love that.
I'm obsessed with her. She's not obsessed with me. She's actually not obsessed with anyone.
Right.
We all were like holding her and then finally she somehow escaped and just went in the corner of the restaurant and was like, no one touched me.
Oh, I saw that Instagram story. That was funny.
She hates everyone.
Yeah.
She hates everyone.
You're like, when your social abilities just
battery runs
out.
Yeah,
what runs low.
So I went on to have one rum punch and blacked out.
Hannah.
One rum punch will black a girl out.
I drink rum punches this weekend.
Isn't it like, it's like the Long Island iced tea on vacation.
Yeah.
Like does taste so good.
Okay. Everyone was like,
you're done.
Pina colada, pina colada. And I was like, grow up, get a rum punch. I drank them all weekend. Rum punches are my whiskey sours of vacation.
I was about to say what happened. Also, my friend said, have you tried an amaretto sour?
I don't think so.
We have to try that next.
I don't know if I like that because I feel like I've had desserts with amaretto in it and I don't like them.
Okay.
But I'll give it a go.
We'll give it a go. Do you remember how like a month ago you were like, I don't drink anymore. I don't like drinking.
What a loser.
You guys, this podcast is about learning, growing, and changing and realizing things.
You're allowed
to ever put us in a box.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm sober. Sometimes I'm an alcoholic. Sometimes I love my skin routine. And sometimes I haven't washed my face in 4 days. Whatever.
That's me right now. So I got wasted and the vibe was just really good. We had my parents stop by.
Allegedly.
I was like, it's my mom and dad. It's my mom and dad.
Do your parents drink?
they don't not drink, but like right. one drink and my dad is like being super silly. Like yeah. we just are not a
You're a silly family.
We're silly we're silly gooses. Yeah. We're silly nillies. but yeah, I was like drunker than other people for like a good 30 minutes. You know when you don't want to be as drunk as yeah. you are and you know you're on a different level?
Yeah.
But you can't stop.
And you kind of have to like have an inner monologue. That's sometimes when you go to the bathroom and you're just like, okay.
Get it?
You like do all these weird things with your like face. You look in the mirror and you're just like, you open your eyes really wide. You like breathe in. You wash your hands. You like make it really cold, the water. So you're like, get your pulse going.
You take a 20 minute nap.
Yeah. You just like figure it out.
Okay. No, I was so drunk. Jill is like, oh, this is my man. And I go, Bobby.
Hannah, Lucy Burner, are you well?
No, the second I did, I go, Bobby. The second I say it, I realize that is not Bobby.
Oh, rest in my peace, God. Bobby. What did everyone do?
Allie was next to me and I immediately look at her and I go, oh no. And she starts dying laughing and she goes, don't worry, we accidentally call him Bobby all the time. And I look at him, Gary, and I'm like, I'm so sorry. But Gary is like the silliest guy. Like he doesn't even care. Like he literally didn't care. But like that could have been. You're not invited to hang out with the Real Housewives anymore.
You're done.
you're done. I almost just got up and was like, Des, we have to leave. Yeah. We have to go home.
You know what? I'm going to excuse myself. There are so many times where like I've done something in a group of people where I'm just like, I should be put away now. Someone escort me home.
Like that was a small claims court. I'm going to small claims court for that. Like I'm currently in small claims court.
No, seriously. You have like your trial is next week.
I yelled it. But that's the problem when you try to be the funny friend is that you have to take risks sometimes.
Yeah.
And when you're a little drunk, you don't have the same wit. So you become stupid and you're taking stupid risks. And next thing you know, someone's going to get burned.
Risk and reward, baby. That's showbiz.
But I do want to apologize to the Academy. I do need to apologize to the Academy, Jill Zarin, Ali Zarin, the whole Bravo community. Fuck it. I'll apologize to anyone and everyone here. I'll apologize to the Gigglers, of course. But yeah.
Okay, so you had a good Memorial Day weekend.
And lastly, I do have to let you know I woke up this morning and my wedding nails were still fully intact.
Okay,
but like so grown out.
Something is happening.
So grown out that it, like, you know, you like scratch your head
and your hair gets
stuck in the nail.
I hate that.
I had a moment, like, I woke up, I was watching the French Open with Des, we're calm, and I started freaking out. I was like, if I don't get my nails off in 2 minutes, I'm gonna lose my mind.
So you picked them all
off. I cut them and then I pulled them off. I ripped them.
But isn't that satisfying?
So the family is not dead. The family was murdered.
Yeah. You pulled all 10?
I pulled them all off. They're dead. Wow. I know you feel good about this.
I do.
Like, we have a weird a weird thing.
We have a weird unspoken thing happening with like our nails. People.
Yeah, like Paige roots for me in all of my life except my nails.
No, literally. If you have a nail break, I'm like, sucks.
Sucks to suck. How are yours?
Thriving. I mean,
I hate that for you. Are those tips?
Press on.
Oh, that's fake. No one cares.
Oh my God, Hannah.
You're fake.
Oh my God.
You're fake.
2 years ago.
No one calls you out. You're fake.
2 years ago, you didn't even know what a fucking nail was. Okay.
I made you.
I can't wait to get off this and Craig be like, what were you guys even fighting about? Our nails.
I created you. No, press-ons are dope. Press-ons are dope.
No, they really are.
But like, how did you do all vacation with press-ons? They would have been floating in the pool.
I switched these last night. These are new, these are freshies.
There would be like guacamole under every press-on for me.
I took my old ones off and my one finger was like dyed orange. And I was like, what the fuck happened here? And I'm like trying to think. I'm trying to think. And I'm like, when? Like, what would I have touched? Pizza sauce. It must have gotten under my nail and stayed there and dyed my nail orange. And I was like,
this is what people don't talk about enough. Long nails can be so gross. Like the bacteria under the nail, it's probably worse than like a public bathroom.
No, it actually, they've like done studies about that. And it actually is.
That's how COVID was spread, under long press-ons.
Seriously. And that I never, but I don't have that thing with when I have like my real nails. I never bit my nails. I was just like not a habit I ever formed.
Yeah.
So I never put my fingers.
You're like,
in
I have other
mouth.
Bad habits, but that was one that just missed me for yeah. whatever reason. Same. I was never a nail biter. Okay, we have to talk about Mormon mom TikTok. Let's get into it.
it's just classic. Like it's this. Okay, so if you don't know what Mormon mom TikTok is, and I literally asked everybody on vacation this weekend, I was like, did you hear about Mormon mom TikTok? And everyone was like, stop talking, Paige. Like nobody even cared about the story. And I was like, well, I'm going to tell you all anyway.
I hate that for them.
It's this group of young, like 20s to early 30s moms who are married. They all have children. They all live in the same community. They're all Mormon.
So and they all have perfect long, like Dyson Airwrap waved hair.
They're all stunning.
Gorgeous.
For no reason. For no reason at all are these the best looking couples I've literally ever seen. So
it's like a J. Crew ad.
No, it literally is. It's a Mormon J. Crew ad. So technically, they're not supposed to drink alcohol, caffeine, show any skin, like really.
And they're no pre-sex.
And I do believe that they're only supposed to have sex with their husbands.
Yes. And yes.
So it started to come out that, and so they all would make TikToks together. Like they all had like family TikToks and the girls would all make TikToks together and whatever.
Dancing.
So the main girl, what's her name? Taylor. Mm-hmm. So the main girl came out and did this like TikTok live and was saying how her and her husband were getting a divorce. And the reason that they were getting a divorce was because actually the whole group of friends were swingers. And that they were all swingers, but they never went full sex. The rules were you didn't have sex with the other person's significant other. And whatever you did sexually with them, both couples had to be present. So she broke the rules, ended up having...
But does that mean like make out? Like you're adults, like you stopped at a make out?
Right. That's the thing. Like who in
their
adult... Or is
that just blowjobs and anal?
Right. Like Craig's in the background saying, well, they could watch each other.
True. Yep.
Yeah. So they were watching each other, you know, I guess give blowjobs, whatever. Then, so she said that she went off with one of their husbands. It was against the rules. She had sex with them and it was in private. So they're getting divorced. So everyone's in an uproar over how just ironic this conversation is. Then the other groups of moms said, this is so not true. And she's lying. She just made up that we're all swingers to make herself look better. And she just had a full on affair with this one husband. And every mom is like denying that it's their husband. So,
but then Taylor literally looks at the camera and is like, all the moms are going to deny it. All of them will. But I do have text messages and receipts to prove everything.
I think she's telling the truth. I think they're absolutely all swingers. This is what happens when you get married at 22 and you pop out four kids and you have naturally wavy hair.
When she's perfect, when you wake up in the morning and it's a perfect, perfect wave.
You are automatically a swinger.
You just look like mermaids in Utah. So then people were saying, I think this girl made it all up, not even to make herself look better with the divorce, but just like for publicity.
I mean, it is crazy how this was such a like niche algorithm that like they would sometimes, their dances would sometimes pop up on my TikTok. So like I knew who they were, but I didn't follow any of them and I didn't like know anything.
You didn't like relate to them, but now you're like, wait, they're kind of fun.
Now I know intricate details about their personal lives that I didn't need to know.
But when she said they were swingers, I was like, oh my God, these Mormons are like actually like really fun. like what is this undercover life they live?
Because you can't put these like crazy rules on people and then like the human brain not want to test the boundaries.
Yeah, you can't put restrictions. It's just like telling kids they can't have candy when they're little and then they like you put it on a pedestal. Something you can't have, you put on a pedestal. You want it, you feel naughty, you feel rebellious, it feels good. Apparently Utah Mom Talk Reddit was talking about how like her marriage was not doing well since she got famous on Instagram because she was like obsessed or TikTok. She was obsessed with TikTok, her social media presence, what she's going to film. And the husband wasn't supportive of it and didn't like it. So that was going
downhill. I could see that.
But like, regardless if it's true or not, this girl basically was like, if I'm going down,
you're all coming with me.
You're all fucking coming with me, which is, it's an interesting way to go about it. And like, you've lost all your friends.
She's lost all of her friends. And also, here's the thing that I thought of immediately. Okay, she feels... she wants all of them to go down with her, but like they all also have children. So like when she's telling the whole world that they're actually all swingers, all I could think of was the only people that are really getting hurt here are all of your kids.
Yeah.
Because like imagine being like 8 years old and like then realizing like, oh, my parents are getting a divorce because my mom was sleeping with my best friend's dad. Like, that's so fucking weird.
I also, I mean, they're like living their own reality show. I think there are conspiracy theories that Andy Cohen does listen to Giggly Squad for multiple reasons. And Andy, if you're listening.
Well, it's why Taylor named his daughter Lucy.
Exactly.
Right.
Taylor needs to go on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
A 1,000%.
Like, it's just, it keeps it young. She's,
what do they hold? Give her an icicle. What do they hold?
What do they have? Yeah. An icicle. A snow cone?
Give her a snow cone. She deserves that snow cone.
She's earned that snow cone. That was the messiest shit I've seen in a long time. Whether it's true or not, it's equally messy.
Here's and the other thing. If you're getting married at like 23, yeah, like you want to see what the world's about. I feel like you
want to see another pee-pee.
Yeah, like how do you really know what's going on if you haven't like experienced sleeping with multiple people?
I want to know how the swinging started, if this alleged swinging is a thing. Like, they're all hanging out and they're like, hey, we're all like really good looking.
So the story,
like, just kiss.
The alleged way it started was that the main girl, Taylor, and her best friend's husband liked each other. And so they started it. And they would like text each other like pictures.
Wouldn't it be crazy if we like made out?
Yeah. And then
they just really wanted to fuck each other.
Right. And then they told their significant others like, hey, why don't we try this? So they tried it. And then Taylor's husband and the other guy's wife was like, we tried it. It's not for us. We don't really like it. But that Taylor and the husband like kept doing it.
Now that you're talking to me about the details, I feel like it's true. And she was not about to be like, she didn't want to just be boring. Like, yeah, we're getting divorced. It's not working out. She's like, I want to go out with a bang.
Right. Like she could have kept this. Here's the thing. This is like a straight up cult. There's nothing else that you could describe this as other than a cult. And I feel like she just did like the number one thing. Like she could have said, we're getting a divorce. We just aren't agreeing on certain things. We're growing in different ways. And people would have been like, oh, that's so sad. And then like she could have lived her life as a single.
It's probably looked down upon in Mormon culture to get a divorce.
Oh my God.
I don't
God.
Know though. I could be making that up. So she's probably like, if you guys are going to look down upon me, here's a mirror to yourselves.
Right.
But then like the other girls are like they are like getting their husband in the back and being like, tell them we're not swinging.
Yeah.
Tell them we're not. And he's like, that's crazy. Like, we're not swingers.
But they used to like post videos and the captions would be like, it would be like two couples and they'd be like, are we swingers? And they would joke about it. So
yeah, that's the thing. They joke about it all the time.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
When there's smoke, there's fire. This, I just think that Bravo should take advantage of some more like TikTok.
Should we do my drama? Bachelorette party in Utah?
all fake fur. Just all fake fur and diamonds. I'm down. And then someone randomly gets arrested during it for fun.
Just like, it seems like it's a wild place.
Yeah. Well, I think any place that's that cold is wild because you have to drink as like a liquid layer to stay warm. But I do think we've talked about Mormonism, that the culture is intense. And
yeah,
when people break out of it, it can be hostile and crazy. And I'm in for it.
As someone who slept through the entire play of Book of Mormon, I feel like I am an expert on Mormonism. I mean, oh, it is just like a wild, they have wild rules. They believe wild things. This guy basically said that he found a book and that he was the only one that could read the book and gave like all these rules. And then everyone just believed him.
I watched a documentary on it and basically they were like, there was some discrepancy about a white salamander. They were like, this white salamander came, and then they found out that there wasn't a white salamander or something, and everyone got really upset, and they were like, well, can we still believe everything? And basically they were trying to like murder the people who were discovering these old books that were explaining like opposite things to what people were told. I don't fucking know. Look, religion is a lot like, what's it called when you like play that game with the telephone.
Nailed it.
It's a lot like telephone. Where
no,
like,
yeah.
Someone said something, yep. And then over hundreds of years, it, and also a lot of rules were made based on a whole different culture that things were back then.
Right.
So I don't even know how you make certain, like, what about CBD? Can they do CBD? I don't
right.
know.
Right. Oh my
they
God.
They didn't have that technology back then.
But there are like some Mormons that don't go by all the rules. Like I'm pretty sure like the women in this whole like group, like they drank. Like they drank alcohol. Yeah. They like drank coffee. You're like not supposed to drink caffeine. Like they obviously partied, or else you wouldn't be like trying to have sex with your friend's husband.
But there's wild stories, like the BYU basketball team, one of the players got caught having sex with his girlfriend and like got kicked out of the school.
Stop it.
Yeah, like it's serious. It's fucking serious. But that's why this girl, like, I have mixed emotions about her, because she's going rogue and hurting people, which I hate. But then part of me is like, you little rebellious bitch. Like,
yeah, there's almost part of me that's like, I kind of like agree tradition. With her. Where it's like, look, we were all doing this. Stop trying to act like you didn't know what was going on. And like,
but the problem is, how much do you it's ironic that we're talking about it as people on reality TV in the day. But like, how much of your life do you use to entertain other people?
Right.
Like what's
and
what's
like
the purpose
at the of end it? Of the day, like you're just okay. So now you've not only fucked your best friend's husband, but now you're also gonna like like shame her and drag her down, like and tell her she's lying to like the whole world. Like how much can this poor girl take? You've just blown up her brutal. Entire life.
This is why people should not have this much access to speak to so many people.
It's not right.
It's not right. It's not normal. We shouldn't see that so many people could talk about something at a time.
But I am just like interested in the swinging community. I would like a documentary about swinging communities.
I feel like we could find that. Is Craig listening to this? What does Craig think about swinging?
Craig, what are your thoughts on swingers? He loves it.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Okay, obviously I love laying on my couch and I love being in the bed. We know that, but I've also been working out kind of a lot lately. And since May is Mental Health Awareness Month, I've been trying to do a lot more for my mental health, like meditating, taking all the vitamins I say I'm going to take, self-care, physical, mental well-being. And that's why I love Allo Move so much. They really bring people together. They have over hundreds of new classes every month, and Allo Moves keeps you motivated and supported. When I log on for a 5-minute movement or mindfulness class, it just gives me such better vibes for my mental health and positivity that you can truly share with others. It makes you stick to your routines better, and you find yourself together when you join Allo Moves. Join the community on allomoves.com today and use code GIGGLY20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial, plus enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code GIGGLY20 for a 30-day free trial, plus 20% off an annual membership. allomoves.com, GIGGLY20. This episode of Giggly Squad is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different things that stress us out, trigger us, and if you're like me, then you keep it all bottled up and then one day you just explode. But let's not do that, because there's just so many things that the men will do before they go to therapy, but we're women, so let's get into it. If you're looking for an excuse to start therapy, then here it is. BetterHelp is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
So if appointments after work are better for you, or maybe in the middle of the day is best for your schedule, you can make it happen with BetterHelp. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GigglySquad today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GigglySquad.
You guys know Hannah and I don't do admin, so making cocktails used to be a very big struggle for us. Now that we have 21 Seeds infused tequila, we can impress our friends with our bartending skills. 21 Seeds is infused with real fruit juice, and it only takes 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect margarita or cocktail. Summer is coming up, and we want to spend our time tanning by the pool with a drink that's delicious and easy to make. Making a cocktail with 21 Seeds is so simple, we probably could do it in the bed. 21 Seeds infused tequila makes the most delicious and easy margaritas and cocktails, so you can focus on the fun. Try 21 Seeds infused tequila at 21seeds.com. Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Noted. This is my thing.
Noted.
It's never crossed my mind, and I did want to ask you a question, and this might be TMI, but like, no, it'll embarrass you.
I don't think it will.
It's about porn.
That's okay. I'm not Mormon. Hit me with that.
If you watch porn with a guy, do you ever get jealous that he gets turned on by watching the girl?
No, I don't, because I see it as like, she's not real. I see it as like a movie character almost. It would almost be like if we're watching a movie and Margot Robbie's in it and Craig says, oh my God, she's so pretty.
Yeah.
I agree because we're not meeting her.
Yeah.
She's not walking in the room in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So I feel the same way. When it comes to that, like, we don't know that girl.
Oh my God. Okay, that was a really good answer. That was a really good answer.
Thank you. But it's true.
Yeah.
Do you ever get jealous?
I've never watched it with Des. We did once and we started just like laughing. Like, he started making fun of it, like the acting, and we started laughing. And then he was like, pick what you like. But then I felt super. Like,
I can't do that.
Awkward.
That's too much
what
pressure.
I like. And then I was like, pick what you like. But then I was like, I don't want to see what he likes. I'm going to get jealous of what he likes.
once you get like over that hump, it's like a very different situation.
Okay.
And it's also a specific, oh my God, look at me giving you sex education. How the tables have turned, you married bitch.
How the turntables have, yes,
turned. There's like a specific time when you have, when you can introduce it that you won't do the laughing thing and it won't be like awkward.
Yeah.
You have to be like mid, like,
yes,
already, doing something and then be like into it. Already in. Yeah.
Yeah. We once and were then, like, should we do this? We were in like a goofy mood and it, we couldn't. Like,
yeah.
We actually failed and it felt bad.
Yeah. You can't be in like a silly, goofy mood because then it's like, this is weird. Because
you're also seeing it through his lens and laughing. And yeah, I felt too much pressure. You have to feel free. One of my
and then there's some storylines that are just so wild that you're like, that would never happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you just start like laughing at how someone's speaking or things they're saying. One of my lesbian friends, they're a couple and they love watching like a straight couple have sex. They're just like obsessed with this one couple.
Yeah.
And like, so you can find maybe a niche that you guys both like as just each other, like your thing.
Yeah.
Oh God, look at us.
I wonder how many people went and searched like Mormon couples.
Like, after. Dude, actually, I thought, I'm like, this would be a great porno. All these girls just like swinging,
coming over, and they're like supposed to be going to like church, and then
in
like
their
they
cute
don't
little like live, laugh, love, blessed
dresses
with they're fucking on a blessed pillow. Family
this
is
house is
family
a home
is everything. Oh my God. Oh my God. Are we porn producers? Okay. Shifting. We're getting to a new topic. I read something wild about Anna Wintour.
What?
Do you know those articles that are like, what does a person eat in a day? Like, what does a celebrity eat in a day?
Yeah.
And like some people,
I feel like
argue
those are all lies,
that it's pretty like toxic. It's like, because people always obviously do their like most healthy day, and sometimes you're like, oh my God, that girl doesn't eat anything. Is that what I have to eat to look like that? It's pretty toxic. But then Anna Wintour came out and people said she had a $77 lunch she ate every single day, and it was steak with a caprese salad without tomato or basil. So it was
sushi and mozzarella cheese.
So she had but she would order it like that, but she basically was eating steak and mozzarella every day for lunch, and I kind of respect her more than ever now.
The only thing that I understand is like, you know, when you get moods and you want to eat the same thing every single day.
Yes.
Like recently I was just on a toast and jelly kick, which I highly recommend. So I get the lunch thing, but also we have to remember she's European. So I feel like Europeans actually, like, they don't look at food as like, this is healthy, let me eat it. They just eat like better quality
and
food.
They,
so like her having a steak every day, you know, like I respect that.
Yeah. And I feel like Europeans, we're mass stereotyping, but they're better at like stopping when they're full, where Americans are like, give me the extra large, give me the gulp and I'll eat it all.
Yeah. Because their portions are so different.
Yes. When Dez's Irish friends came, they ordered like a like large coffees at Dunkin' Donuts. You know how big a large coffee is at Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah.
It's like bigger than your head. And they were laughing so hard. Because like to them, a large coffee is just like larger, a little larger than a medium. And Dunkin' Donuts gave them like, they were swimming in it. It was hilarious.
You can't even like fit it in your cup holder.
No, you can't.
You're like, what is the point of this?
In New York, they made it illegal to do like the XL of like sodas for a while.
The big gulps.
Yeah, the big gulps. Yeah. So, but also that, isn't that like that kind of diet where they only eat meat and cheese?
Oh, keto?
I guess. People just
there was this like years ago. I think we were in, I think I was like a freshman in college when Prince Harry and Prince William, when Prince William and Kate were getting married. And one of my girlfriends was like, I'm going to do the diet that Kate Middleton is doing. And I was like, what is it? And all this bitch ate for like 7 straight days was steak. And that's it. Like, she only ate steak. It was called like the Dukin diet. I think she had like something else with it.
Yeah.
Like Kate did, but she literally started mooing by the end of it. Like, it was only beef. And she lost weight, though. She did, like, look great.
I feel like everyone's body's different, and, like, you have to go with what feels right with your body, but that is some wild shit. But I feel like I could thrive on that diet.
I'm also, like, such a rebellious person, so even if it's myself making the rules, I want to rebel against myself. So if I'm, like, I'm going on a diet, I'm eating healthy, I'll, like, 15 minutes later, we'll be like, fuck that. I don't have to listen.
Oh, for sure. Before my wedding, it's so toxic, the whole, like, shedding for the wedding shit. So I did.
Yeah.
There was a brand that had, like, very healthy pre-made meals that I bought.
Yeah.
And I tasted one of them, and I threw it away. And it was $1,000 for this week of food. Threw it away and continued to just order Chinese takeout. I felt great during it because... It's not like it was bad. Like, it tasted shit.
Yeah. You just sounded like
British.
Sorry, yeah, you sounded like you were on
shit.
Shit in it. You sound like you're on Love Island.
Like, it was like factor 50. Okay, speaking of eating, what do you think about Kim and all the Beyond Burger beef? No pun intended.
Okay.
Where were you when you saw the commercial?
So fucking true. I thought she, because she's now dating Pete Davidson, I thought she's like trying to get more into the comedy world. I thought it was a fucking joke. I thought she was doing a spoof commercial. Yeah. I was like, where's like the punchline? Like, I don't, like, what is this video?
Yeah.
I get brands wanting to get like the number one A-list person that is going to like bring in the most revenue. I get it. It makes zero sense. Is she a vegetarian?
I think she posted like one vegan taco recipe on her Instagram, and they were like, that's what they said. Like, she posted a vegan taco recipe, which is like a quesadilla. Like, I don't know. That's vegan. I mean, no, it's not.
She also
vegan.
Like didn't know. And I feel like she is very talented when it comes to being like a spokesperson for something.
Yeah.
Yes. But something that makes sense, like makeup, hair, clothing, like where the fuck does this come into play?
So the PR TikTok girl boss town who we love, who went to our show in Boston, had a really good pitch. She was like, it should have started with like her eating the burger and talking to someone being like, this is beyond, and show that it was like on TV and how everyone watched it. And then everyone starts going, this is beyond. Like, you see a model walking and people go, that's beyond. And everyone starts going, that's beyond, that's beyond. And then it goes back to her being like, yeah, Beyond Burger. Wouldn't that have been sick?
Brilliant. Beyond brilliant idea.
I know. Girl Boss Town is a literal genius. Every time I think, oh, she's not going to think of a good idea for this one, she nails it. She nails it.
I mean, because whatever they did just now was beyond dumb. Like, I was like, this.
But would you argue,
we're talking about it.
Okay, so when it showed her with no like bite mark, do you think they like just kept that in to be like, maybe people will see it? Like, we're all being played with. Like, they knew.
No,
people
I
would
don't
see
think
it.
They're that calculating. Like, I think it was just like a mistake.
But it was, but that mistake of her not actually biting into the burger. So guys, she's like, and she's like chewing, but then the burger has no bite mark on it. Like, it's half a burger with not even a sniff, not even a nibble, not even a lick. And it got. But then like the whole campaign is now everywhere. People are just replaying it because they're showing that. So
because
like,
it's so ironic.
Yeah.
I feel like brands are like, if we can afford Kim Kardashian, let's get her, because then we don't have to do anything.
Yeah. It's like, let's not do shit. But the Beyond thing, because, you know, like everyone, well, Bible never became a thing. Did you ever say Bible?
No.
Yeah. But it's like they have
it
their
words.
It
was like a thing on their show.
Yeah.
But here's the difference. When Paris Hilton was like, that's hot, everyone said it.
Yep. Like,
or like loves it.
That is beyond, like, that would work. I could see us saying that.
That would work. Let's start saying it. Because obviously they don't really give a shit.
Because beyond could work with anything.
In the same podcast that we were like, we're only eating steak forever.
It is crazy. All the, like, they make the meat actually have like oil in it. Like it looks like there's fat coming out of it. Like it's wild. Some of these burgers.
I will say I have had that burger like multiple times. If it's ever on a menu, I do get it a lot. And my mom's always like, why would you get that? Like, mm-hmm. And because she just like
Italians
can't understand.
Are not about that.
That's, yeah. They're,
no, they're it's not okay.
I literally could be eating a sandal.
That's like
as far as she's concerned.
Eating cauliflower pizza, they're like, are you okay?
Yeah, like what's going on? Mm-hmm. But I do think it's really good. I haven't had like other things.
Does it taste like meat or is it like one of those?
Yes.
Oh.
No, it does.
Because veggie like, burgers tastes like used a to regular just taste burger. Like beans, kind of. Like, oh, it's a bean
right.
burger.
I also have always loved veggie burgers.
I did do a TikTok about it, though, because she said she's a chief taste correspondent. And I did not realize that that was a job. And now I'm ready to quit all my jobs to and all my taste buds are fucking ready to be a at least an assistant taste correspondent for someone because my I'm good
do
at
you
tasting.
Feel
I've been tasting for years.
Some might say right out of the womb. You've been tasting.
I've been tasting. Yeah.
Do you feel like in New York especially people just make up job titles?
Oh yeah.
I think like if I hear one more guy be like I'm the CMOO. And I'm like, what does that mean?
Like, huh? It's because New York is so much of the finance guys that they don't know what they do. They don't know what they do.
No.
So you fuck around with spreadsheets. Like, stop saying you're a financial analyst. You fuck around. But then I feel like in LA, they give you like 100 titles. They're like, you know, I'm a screenwriter, you know, actor, musician, model.
Just creativity.
Waiter.
Just like surrounds me.
It all means waiter. They like wrote a screenplay once in second grade and they're like screenwriter. But I do. And then Kim also like posted another like super filtered photo of her and Pete. I feel like she.
Which one? The one of them like walking in somewhere?
Like the devil ears. Like it looked like
a everywhere. Oh.
Some people are saying it's too much. Like every day. Are you having
okay,
any
see,
like tiring feelings about the Kardashian press?
I'm not tired of Pete and Kim yet, but I do have a bone to pick with the matching hair.
Oh, are they both blonde right now?
They're both blonde right now, and I don't know how much I love that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because it's either like Megan Fox and MGK, they're over there drinking each other's blood. Courtney and Travis are like just straight up having sex, like in the public. And then there's Kim and Pete, and they're like, what can we do to differentiate ourselves? And they're like, how about twins? Like,
like you feel like it's always a press play.
Yeah, I don't know if I love it. I also, like, think about it in, like, the real world. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, they're A-list celebrities. They can do whatever they want. If, like, we live our real lives and you have your real husband over there and I have my real boyfriend over here, if one of them came to us and said, hey, babe, what do you think about, like, you dyeing your hair platinum blonde, me shaving my head and also doing it?
No.
You'd be like, what drugs are you on?
Yeah. Like, or, like, if you like, came up to me and you're like, look at me and Craig, we both went red. I'd be like, okay, we need to have a talk.
You'd be like,
we Paige
is losing it.
Yeah, you're losing
it. Yeah, like,
it.
What's going on?
Like, what are you guys missing from your sex life? Or, like, you're missing something that you're overcompensating for.
You're like, I know some Mormon girls. Shouldn't I introduce you? Something's going on.
No, you're right. Like, in real world, it's fucking weird, and your friends would talk about you. You'd be like, did you see Hannah dyed her hair gray like this?
I mean, you can't, like, in the real world, you can't even post like an Instagram picture without people being like, she edited that, you know? Like, you, it's not, you can't go out here like shave your head and dye it together. Like, people would be concerned.
Also, Kim doesn't drink, which she never talks
yeah.
about. She never talks about
does
it.
He
I don't.
She doesn't. She never talks about it because it's not like a. It's like a purely based on taste. She's like, I just don't like it.
Really? But I also think it's great for her career. I do think people, there's a lot of sober curious people. And this summer, ladies, I know we were talking about alcohol all the time, but I was drinking Luann's Fosé, her fake rosé. It's made with like hibiscus and like oak flower. And I don't even know what that is. But like it tastes very like botanical and it tastes really nice. I was like drinking that in between champagne and rum punches. So like basically...
Your girl was lit.
Champagne will really fuck you up.
Maybe that's... I had one champagne and then that's I had what
it was.
Rum punch.
That's what it was. Yeah, that's what it was. It was the champagne.
Like in front of my parents, I was like, Mommy, I love you. She was like...
You know who else doesn't drink, but it's not like they're sober. They just like don't love it is J-Lo.
Oh, yeah.
She will only drink. She said that she'll like have a glass of champagne if she's celebrating something. Mm-hmm. Other than that, she like doesn't really care about it.
I appreciate that lifestyle. I do, because you're more productive and you have to face.
I feel like whenever
self.
I say I'm going to be like that is like the next day I get the drunkest I've ever been. Just, ah, damn, me rebelling against myself again.
That was like me last episode with like cleaning after myself. I actually had an epiphany in therapy about it because I was talking about how I'm rebellious with like just myself. And it's like you're just hurting yourself. And I realized like you just have to have a real talk with yourself to be like, you don't have to fight like the demons from the past, your childhood stuff. Like it actually is, you're helping yourself by cleaning. Like who are you fighting? Like your coach who was yelling at you when you were 12, like, it obviously takes time to heal, but I kind of like just changed perspective that like once I realized it was a rebellious tactic, I'm like, oh, but you're hurting yourself. Once you realize it's just you versus you, then I feel like you can like have a nice talk with yourself and be empathetic.
Well, we're also both similar in that like we're the hardest on ourselves.
Exactly.
Like if there's the biggest like person in our life that like brings us down, it's us. It's ourselves. So that's like when we get trolled on Instagram or something, I'm like, I already thought of that. I already said that to myself 2 months ago. So I beat you to it.
Old, come up with something new. That's so last year.
I've been hating myself about that. Okay. So please.
No, you're so right. Yeah. Whenever people or even like coaches in my past would criticize me, I'm like, no shit. I didn't do that on purpose. And obviously I hate myself for it already. And you could just like pile on, but like I'm ahead of you. So
yeah, like we already know.
So I think it's coming to the point that like realizing you're going full circle to the Mormon TikTok. Is she just rebelling, but ultimately hurting herself?
I think we should end every podcast with a question. Like it's a Dateline special.
We'll be back next week to discuss all your answers. And thank you for your feedback. That is so Dateline. Oh.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. So recently my mom was over at my apartment and I said, oh, let's go into the kitchen and get a little snack. And I pulled out the Freestyle olives. I like the hot and spicy ones. And my mom was like, what little snack is this? She tried them for the first time. They are, I'm not kidding, they're so good. I've tried every flavor. Hot and spicy are definitely my favorite. But the reason I'm telling you this is because I can really only ever find them on Thrive Market. Thrive is my go-to for all of my grocery and household essentials and the convenience of ordering everything on their website and their app. They have top quality ingredients and they restrict thousands of harmful ingredients like artificial flavors, high fructose corn syrup, and more. And not only do you save time shopping at Thrive Market as a member, you also save money on every single grocery order. And on average, you save over 30% each time. When you join Thrive Market, you're also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. So when you join, they give. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/giggly for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/giggly. thrivemarket.com/giggly. I feel like all girls can relate to that feeling when you get home from a long day and the first thing you take off is your bra. Sometimes you don't even take your shirt off. You just immediately take your bra off. Well, if you're like that, then let me tell you about Honeylove's best-selling crossover bra. It's so comfortable and will absolutely be your new go-to. I also have a lot of girlfriends that will sleep in their bra, which is absolutely insane. But if you fall asleep in Honeylove's bra, then you literally won't even notice the difference. Their Relax Bra is their recommended V bra. It offers the support of a traditional bra without an uncomfortable underwire. It's designed to lift and separate with molded cups, and it's not like a shelf-like bra, so you won't get that weird uniboob effect. And if you're looking for more loungewear, they also have shapewear, tanks, and leggings. Pair your new V-neck bra with their breathable, versatile leggings, or get the matching shapewear to pair with their crossover bra. Honeylove basically has you covered from bras to leggings to tank tops, all of your essentials that you need. Honeylove is not just supporting women, it's empowering women. So treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/giggly. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/giggly to find your perfect fit. After you purchase, they ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Free the pain and discomfort. Keep the support with Honeylove.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
I also wrote Mod Sun question mark. Are you aware about Mod Sun?
No.
He's the guy who's dating Bella Thorne with the like colorful hair.
Okay.
Who's now?
I'm not a huge Bella Thorne girl. Like, I'm not a huge.
She was younger for us. Like, she was popular with like Disney Channel. Yeah, she was younger girls.
How crazy though! It's weird to see people that are famous at the same time and the trajectory in which their careers go. Mm. Like, she was on a show with Zendaya. Look at Zendaya.
You're so right. So
I think that has a lot to do with like the team you have.
Yeah. And also the talent you have.
Right. That's true too.
I mean, to an extent, there's a lot of the team, like the little decisions, and there's
right.
There's no right or wrong. You just kind of see where things take you. But Mod Sun was her ex. And I was kind of like, who is this like older guy with crazy hair? He was just in the movie that Machine Gun Kelly did that apparently people said was not funny or good, but like whatever. I haven't watched it. Maybe it is.
I think everyone's trying to make Machine Gun Kelly something he's not. Like, he's not an actor. Get out of here.
Yeah, they, like, want him to be Brad Pitt, and he's not.
Yeah, I just want him to be the person that, like, has sex with Megan Fox, and that's all I want from him. I literally don't want anything else just from him. Just, like, keep sucking her blood. Like, I don't... There's nothing else I want.
Just keep getting manicures and holding her bag for her on red carpets and try not to annoy her. Just like try.
Yeah, like put her in every music video and then I'll listen to the song. And like other than that, true. I don't really care about you.
So anyway, Mod's Paige is like, I don't want to talk about this. Long story short, Mod's son just married Avril Lavigne.
Wait.
Yeah. So, like, I'm confused. I'm hurt. I'm bamboozled.
Do you believe the Avril Lavigne conspiracy theory that that's a stunt double and the real Avril Lavigne died?
I don't believe it, but I do see how it makes sense. I see how it makes sense because I'm like, so you're here. Why aren't you singing? What's wrong? I mean.
Right?
Like, what are you doing?
Like, what's, where are you? What do you, like, she doesn't even do interviews because everyone's like, well, because her voice is different. She can't. She's not going to sing because she actually doesn't have that voice that Avril had. That's like, look, sometimes I get into conspiracy mode and I like believe every conspiracy theory people ever tell me.
Yeah.
Remember when I was on that moon one for a while where I was like, we didn't go to the moon. I'm on the Avril one recently because it keeps coming up on my TikTok and I believe it.
Have you heard about the one that Lea Michele can't read?
I'm going to firmly stand against that because we DM all the time and she reads.
You DM Lea Michele?
Yeah, do you want to know what she DM'd me saying?
What?
Hey, where do you get your spray tans in New York City? And I've never been more starstruck in my life. Shut and I up. Said, if there's one thing I know, it's spray tans.
Shut up. Wait, that's amazing. Well, maybe.
I was like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with you.
But that's how I know I you're like biased and you're because you're friends with her, but like maybe she has an assistant doing that.
I don't
there's,
know.
No, there's a I full like conspiracy a theory that one. She went on Watch What Happens Live. And, like, couldn't read the card or something.
Wow. Maybe she just gets really nervous. Look, I can't do math under pressure, so.
I can't do anything under pressure. If someone's
like, do that multiplication, I'm like, ah!
I will fold, like, a cheap beach chair under any sort of pressure. Oh, my God. Wait. This is, I love conspiracy. Oh, my God. We're, like, a new conspiracy podcast. I'm obsessed with us.
Yeah. Do you have any other ones? I feel like Craig might have a lot. Do you have any favorite conspiracy theories, Craig? He says he has a lot. He doesn't have the time.
He doesn't have the time. You got to prep him before that. Oh, my God. I have so many good documentaries that I've been watching, but I'm just going to talk on one, and we'll hit them more next time because we're running out of time. There's this thing called The Deep End on Hulu right now. Are you familiar with Teal Swan?
No.
If you are on self-help TikTok at all, which I assume you are, you've seen her pop up.
You're depressed, right? You're on self-help TikTok.
I mean, everyone loves a little self-help, but she has like blue eyes and like dark black hair. She's really beautiful. And she has these clips just like talking about life and they're really good. But they're doing this documentary about her basically being like, is this a cult? And she basically said, come in and film me like reality TV. I'm cool with it because I know I'm not a cult. But then they're also asking other people about stuff and getting interviews. And they're like, this is like fully an unsafe cult. And
I feel like if you have to say you're not a cult, you're a cult.
It's like if you have to tell people you're not drunk, you're drunk.
You're drunk. Like we say this is a cult.
Yeah, we own it. And we know it. Because people have asked us and then we realize, well, if people are asking, then it's a thing. But so this Teal Swan documentary, The Deep End on Hulu, is very interesting because she's like a little psychic. She talks to people from the past and she's very upfront with people. She does things kind of differently and she's just like, I want to help people. But she also is like, I want to take over and I need money. So it's this weird thing of like, what is the difference between a business, a cult, and self-help?
Oh God,
so I'm scared. Nothing. I'm not okay. Yeah.
Is it like multiple parts? Is it a one
so
part
it's
thing?
Coming out weekly and there's two episodes now, so it's the perfect time to dive into The Deep End, guys. Sponsored by
and
Hannah
what's
Burner.
what's it called?
The Deep End.
The Deep End.
Also, okay. I have a highlight on my Instagram, you guys, with a bunch of the self docs we've talked about.
Did you see the girl that made like an aesthetically pleasing notebook page? That was gorgeous.
It's so incredible. Someone, drew the list in like a beautiful way. Cause I'm like, we would never do that. I like admin and details. I'm like, I would rebel against that.
I have one quick story before we end and it's the perfect way to end. My mom and I went to LA last week. My mom hates airports. She hates traveling. And she was like complaining about all these different things. And I go, Mom, why do you think Hannah hates admin? Like this is, and she goes, I get it. I get it. This is
airport
awful.
Admin is my nightmare.
No, she was like, so do we print the boarding pass? Why do they keep asking if everyone has it on their phone? Like, she just oh my God, tagging her own bag.
You're like, Kim, if you want to be a jet setter, you have to chill out.
She's like, why would I tag my own bag when I'm bringing it up to them anyway? Like, she was so confused at everything.
Kim, we're working towards private jet, but we're not there yet, okay?
She thinks TSA pre is a cult.
Like, TSA pre is a fucking cult. That place is a fucking cult. You have to pay to get in. It's what? Just so you could take your shoes off? I've been using, right. What's the other cult?
Clear.
I fuck with the Clear cult.
I use both, so I'm like a full, I'm Mormon now.
And with that said, thank you for giggling with us. We love you guys so much, and we will talk to you later. Bye.